Hi, and welcome to a new installment of The Cover Story, SAS Publishing's podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and today we're speaking with financial experts and authors Clark Abrahams and Mingyang Zhang about their incredibly relevant new book, Credit Risk Assessment, The New Lending System for Borrowers, Lenders, and Investors. Briefly, Clark is the director of Fair Banking at SAS and has over 30 years of experience in financial services with corporations, including Bank of America. He's a sought-after international speaker and serves on the board of directors of Social Compact, a nonprofit in D.C. Mingyang, also called Sunny, is a solutions architect for SAS Financial Services, has spent the last 10 years implementing forecasting, data mining, optimization, and risk management solutions for various industries. Previously, he served as an economic and financial analyst, is a member of the American Statistical Association, and holds an MBA and a PhD in financial economics. Clark and Sunny are also the authors of the popular book, Fair Lending Compliance, Intelligence and Implications for Credit Risk Management. For more information about either book following this interview, visit our website at sas.com/bookstore. Clark and Sunny, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to speak with me today.
My pleasure to be here.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here too.
Your book is certainly very timely and has received tremendous early recognition from several thought leaders, including John Talmadge, President and CEO of Social Compact, who writes, "This book is a well-timed departure from much of what is being written today regarding the current foreclosure and credit crisis. Rather than attempting to blame leaders, borrowers, and/or federal regulators for the mortgage meltdown and subsequent impacts on the financial markets, Clark and Mingyang have proposed a groundbreaking new framework to revolutionize our current lending system. Can you speak to this framework a bit for us?"
Sure. First off, I'd like to say that historical context might be useful. About 40 years ago, we had a departure in the lending framework that existed at that time, moving with the advent of credit scoring into the realm of science. Heretofore, it was the five C's of credit: one's character, capacity, capital, collateral, and conditions. This framework seeks to recapture from the models the determination of what's important, what should be in a loan underwriting system. But at the same time, it wants to allow for the best of science. And the upshot is that there's greater transparency, better accuracy in predicting loan default, more of an adaptive capability than reactive in maintaining credit systems, and also proper context, which is key and we'll probably get a little more into.
What is your assessment of the current financial crisis?
I think the most important thing is to address the root causes of the financial crisis, which involve the limitations and the flaws in the current financial and lending systems. And the changes need to be made from regulation, compliance, and risk management perspectives so we can avoid any recurrence of the future disturbances. Market liquidity and confidence, I think, only can be restored by making those changes and improvements, and not just throwing money to prop up the system and its participants. So this would be taking time and cannot be achieved by just adding water and a stir.
And if I could just chime in to what Sunny has said, and he put it so well, is the fact that we have such a large problem that I think it requires that we sit back and take advantage of this opportunity, reflect a bit, and there's so much money at stake that it really merits putting more energy and resource to this than if it was just process improvement and status quo. We have an extraordinary situation, and we need to rise to the moment.
Why did you write this book, and how do you think it can make a difference?
Well, we wanted to seize the opportunity to address perhaps the most critical problem facing our nation, perhaps the world at the time, namely the near collapse of the financial system.
Obviously, this financial crisis revealed some fundamental issues and serious flaws in our financial system, in particular in the Lenin system. We need some fundamental changes in the assumptions, in approaches, and the process for our underwriting system. Just using Band-Aid is not going to fix the problem, and we can't just expect to improve some quantitative models and expect to fix the entire problem. Also, traditionally, credit issues and assessment approaches have been addressed from only the lender's perspective and focus on short-term loan performance and benefits. Ignore how that could impact a borrower's long-term loan affordability. So we think we need a framework that would put together lenders, borrowers, as well as investors in a cohesive context so that every participant involved in the process can be accountable and better informed.
And furthermore, the book really speaks to all of those participants that Sunny has described, borrowers, lenders, investors, and regulators, borrowers who, in the wake of the crisis, want to know how they should be evaluated versus how they actually are evaluated for a loan and question why they should have to pay more for the same loan than someone else. The lenders who are questioning the effectiveness of their underwriting systems that may be based on partial information and some substitutes for the five C's of credit. And they're looking for a better way to make affordable loans. The investors who want to know, is the rating good on their security and how much confidence can they have in the cash flows? And regulators who really didn't see the whole mess coming to head off a near meltdown of the whole financial system and really need greater transparency, accountability, and early warning in advance of the customary and obvious delinquency and loss trends.
Actually, this book can be a very useful reference to just about anyone who wants to gain a general understanding of how loans are being made and how they should be made and how to improve their credit and credit access.
Can you offer any specific examples of how companies can use your CCAF framework?
The current credit underwriting system missed something very important. The way the credit score is calculated and the factors used in the model do not make much sense to most consumers or borrowers. Mainly, it assumes a one-size-fits-all. It simply does not measure a borrower's ability to repay in the future. So the framework, the comprehensive credit assessment framework we propose, would put a borrower in a more complete context so that the results under the underwriting decision would make sense to borrowers. And since the one size does not fit all, so we suggest segment borrowers first, then risk rating them. For example, borrowers can be grouped by factors such as their income because some underwriting factors matter to high-income people may not matter at all to some low-income people.
And I would just offer that in terms of applicability of the framework, it's ideal for loan underwriting for all consumer, small business, and micro-lending. It's applicable for loan securitization and packaging, loans for sale to investors. And finally, early warning systems for credit risk assessment and looking at concentrations at all levels, line of business, institutional, geographic, industry-wide, the entire U.S. or country or global markets. So that's really many-fold the applications of this framework.
How did your professional experience prepare you two to write this book?
Well, if I start, I just early in my career, I actually had experience developing credit scorecards for consumer lending, and I taught credit scoring seminars. I also administered judgmental underwriting systems for installment revolving small business, real estate, and commercial lending. So I saw both sides of the equation, both the judgment and the science. And I've graded credits, I've constructed loan pools for securitization, served on corporate loan committees, and actually managed the fallout of loans, including OREO portfolios and areas where we had to foreclose and the attendant consequences for customers. Through those experiences over 30 years in credit and banking, I acquired the necessary subject matter knowledge, and I also was able to put faces on the numbers to understand the human toll, not just the business consequences of loan defaults. At SAS, I was given the opportunity to combine my knowledge and experience with those possessed by my co-author, Sonny, and together we gathered customer and market input, we conducted research, and innovated new approaches for making loans. The new framework was a byproduct of the combination of all of those elements.
For me, being a SaaS consultant for over a decade, I have talked to many customers in financial services areas. And I understand the issues associated with the current financial systems and what kind of changes are needed to improve the system.
We've been talking with Clark Abrahams and Mingyang Zhang, authors of Credit Risk Assessment, the New Lending System for Borrowers, Lenders, and Investors. This podcast is part of The Cover Story, SAS Publishing's podcast series. For more information, visit our website at sas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@sas.com.